Welcome back to Crooked Spine Show. As a patient, we want our doctors and nurses to care about our healthcare. When our healthcare professionals are personal and professional, then we think we can receive the best care possible. Today, I talked to students about what it takes to become a healthcare professional. Topics include, do you have the character and personality to care for people in healthcare? Also, internships. In healthcare, can you get experience outside of school to understand how the system works and where you would fit in? Also, when can you start working in healthcare? You don't realize you don't need a high school degree sometimes to start in a hospital setting. Other topics include, too, staying healthy in healthcare as a student and as a professional, keep your mind and body less stressed, right? I do talk quickly in my workshop here with these kids. They had a lot of information to give them in a short period of time. So listen to my quick talk, and I'll see you afterwards. Who wants to be in healthcare after this, after graduating? Wants to work at a hospital, wants to be a medical assistant, wants to be a nurse? Okay. When you're in healthcare, the biggest thing you want to do is understand you have to care for people, right? Of course, right? How do you do that? You have to be able to volunteer. We actually see it in live where you go and volunteer at a senior home, at maybe even a community center, whatever it might be. You get the experience. A lot of chiropractors, especially medical doctors or nurses, they go into the actual schooling of medicine or whatever it might be. They'll understand that when you come out, you have to deal with people. So you may come out with great grades, you know, even graduate is phenomenal, get a license too. Unless you can deal with people, have good bedside manner, you're screwed. Okay, you're not going to survive. You're going to burn yourself out. Then you actually be able to not even get hired for someone. You're going to just be grouchy all the time. Okay, I have to have good attitude with my patients because they come with their attitude is going to be here. I want my attitude up here. That's when I bring them up to where I am. Okay, biggest thing in healthcare, getting people to feel comfortable with you, making them feel better. They may come in with a back pain, they may leave with a back pain. If I give them reasons why they have back pain, make them feel a little bit better, that's all I'm looking for. I may not adjust like I did every time, like I did with my intern from this high school a couple years ago. A lot of it is how to make them feel better. In healthcare, your job right now is get good grades. That's all it comes down to. Okay, I'm not going to say it's not that hard, but you have to work hard at it. If you come out in high school, if you want to go to community college or a four-year college after this, even a medical assisting program or technical school, you may come out with A's and B's. You may drop down to B and C initially, which is okay because you have to learn their system and work harder and longer hours of school too. If you come out of high school wanting healthcare with C's and B's, you might drop down to F's and they'll kick you out. And sometimes schools are very expensive. Okay? You have to work hard now or learn how to work harder so that way you can get your grades up where it needs to be. Because schools, a lot of schools to realize, especially medical assistant school, even chiropractic school, they're profit schools. They're there to make money. They want you in the seats to make money off of you. That's just how they work. A lot of you can't keep yourself there where your grades get high enough, the state kicks you out. Okay, they want you to pass these classes. If you don't, then you're gonna be gone. So work hard now. Okay, not to feel like you have to do all this stuff. Realize having the passion again gets you to understand how to get through this. I have people that have in their 30s and 40s going back to becoming a nurse. I think two are nurses right now too. And they're older, they want to go back to school because they realize their profession where they're in, they weren't happy. One in construction, one was in another admin building too. They weren't very happy. So if they come out at 30 and want to become a nurse or a medical doctor, they're going to be more successful because now they have more passion, right? This is their last chance. They're not mature enough, but they've done something else, they like it. The last chance is something great. They're going to have passion for it. They're going to work harder. The people that are younger than them actually get their career going. And one lady, she's a nurse now. She had a quick one-year program, accelerated program. She's in her 30s. She's a top in her class. Average age of class is about 21, 22. Because she worked her tail off to get there. Okay, just, you know, she had to work hard, but that's all it came down to. Okay. Any questions so far? Okay. With your form, my three duties, I do, because you need the forms to fill out, sorry. It's going to be see patients, take x-rays, and make them feel better.
I was told to report here after your...
Come on up, grab a seat. Grab a seat, get formed up yet. We're starting, no big deal. Grab a seat, we're not... And then on your form also it says too, is career income wise. Okay, we're as chiropractors, going back to what we're doing, I'm not hired by a hospital, not hired by a practice or another practice. I have to start my own with somebody else. Somebody come out of school, bless you, and come out making 30 grand a year, okay, to start with. But as I build my own practice, out my own, or with a partner, at that point, it may go up to 80, 100,000 a year. As I build more practices and build my practice even more, it might be $200,000 a year. So it's how hard you want to work, okay? Maybe in the practice itself, or I do a lot of talks also, and all the other marketing exercise videos too, where you build that part of it up too. A lot of the chiropractors, we may adjust you. That adjustment took for a whole spine, without talking, maybe about a minute. Adjustment doesn't take very long. But the education behind that, make sure the exercise and stretching afterwards at home, sitting right in a chair at school, for example, driving properly, get enough workout in there too, keeps your body healthy so the whole life feels better. Adjustment takes very quickly, but knowing how the spine works, how the body works, that point understand, okay, keep my body healthy, now let it go again. Okay? Any questions about that? So as a self-employed person, as a doctor, I have to run my own practice, I have to be there to see people. I see someone about 25 hours a week, I think that's one of your questions on your form. Okay. But I treat someone, or actually run the business part of my chiropractic office, my marketing, also my other parts, the insurance forms too, another 20 hours a week, about 20 hours a week. So about practice-wise, I'm there about 45 hours a week. Someone has a 9-to-5 job, that's about 40 hours a week too. So realize, I want to work harder, see more people to help more people. To do that, hopefully a reflection of how well I do from a salary perspective, income perspective. Any questions beyond that yet? Yeah? Quiet class today. Yes. Yes.
Do you work differently with patients that have scoliosis versus patients that have a straight spine?
Everyone has different conditions. We treat scoliosis, back pain, neck pain, accident cases, long-term injuries too. We do the scoliosis patients, that we do is take the x-rays first. Every x-ray has, if it's a curve in the spine with the x-ray, we fix that curve to better normal. Okay, our biggest thing with scoliosis patients, especially if they're young enough, they're 21 years old, is to understand that when their body, when we move the bones, if they're normal bones in the spine, if they're normal blocks in the spine, normal joint spaces too, the bones will go back to normal. You have to move in the right direction. And also, too, with scoliosis, add the stretching and strengthening, too. My patient, I have one patient right now, is actually a daughter of a medical doctor, and I treat her maybe about, takes me 3 minutes to treat her, three times a week. Her home exercise takes her about probably 50 minutes a night, every day, every day, every day. She's catching it very early. She only, I think she's in junior high right now, too. Realize, it's in my office is one of it, but also outside, because again, we have to count the stress of sitting in the classroom all day. We have to make sure our body is being trained the opposite way. It takes a lot of work. And what I've seen too, surprisingly, kids with scoliosis, they work harder at not having it, correcting it, than the adults do. They want to get better faster. So, okay. Who wants to be in healthcare here? Just raise your hand for who wants to be in healthcare. What do you want to be? What kind of nurse? Do you have a school you want to get into? Fantastic. Are your grades good enough to get there? Good, fantastic, keep at it. How about you taking the SAT too or ASTT?
Yeah.
Good, good. And you worked hard at it, right? It wasn't easy. It takes hard work. It doesn't matter what people tell you. Yes. What do you want to be? Yes.
Pediatrician.
What? Huh? Why pediatrician? Good. Do you have to work hard to get there?
Yeah, I do.
How's your SAT scores?
I didn't take it.
Would you take the SAT or what do you take?
I didn't take anything.
You're a junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have another year to go. How are your grades overall? Good?
They're okay.
Good. Make them better. Right. Are you going into Ms. Assignley's health occupation class too?
Yeah.
Good. At that point, she's going to train you well as well. I've been talking to her about 2 weeks too. And that program too, I like about the program at the school here in general, you guys have a great internship program. Okay, if you want to be a nursing, pediatrician, electrician, or even I think you have a funeral home director, you can be an intern there as a senior, maybe a junior too, if you go into it, and actually get school credit for being off campus. Cool like that, right? So at that point, you go off campus, you go and volunteer, learn about that profession, and come back. You may need to take like some questions, whatever it is, too, simple. that point, get the experience of coming out before. Do you volunteer at the pediatrics office now?
No.
Why? And I would recommend it because it's not as easy as you probably think. You make good money, but you have to work hard at it too. And it matters if you're in private practice or working for a hospital. See, unlike chiropractic, we come out, work for somebody else or ourselves, that's it. Hospitals will hire pediatricians and pay them $70,000 a year, pay all their malpractice stuff, and you just show up every day. That's easier. But pediatrics, if you can work private practice and in a hospital at the same time, at that point, you can actually make anywhere from $150,000 to $400,000 a year. You have to work hard at it. Plus, when you're outside of practice, you realize, I talked to one of my patients, she's the wife of a OBGYN doctor, baby doctor, right? Their malpractice alone per month is $5,000 a month. It's the malpractice insurance. So people don't want to practice part-time or want to practice part-time, they can't because they can't afford the insurance. They work at a hospital, pays all their insurances to cover them. What's the biggest risk of healthcare profession out there? Biggest risk to cause an injury or cause death? What do you think?
Surgery.
So anesthesiologists in surgery. My wife had gallbladder surgery like a couple years ago. The biggest bill was the anesthesiologist, and they see them maybe about 5 minutes. Because they have to worry about the titrations, which is part of the chemistry part of it, of the medications to keep them under, sedated, while they're getting surgery done. And if they have other complications, my wife had a blood condition for one too, definitely have to worry about that also. So the risk of death or injury is huge. So because of that, their malpractice insurance is high risk too. A lot of money. So someone who works for a hospital, they cover all that for you.
Do you know what malpractice insurance means?
If I hurt someone, my insurance covers me part of it. It's like you're on, like comes someone's car insurance. If you hurt someone unintentionally, obviously, at that point that covers that cost of paying their bills, their hospital bills, medical bills, even their attorney fees too. But you have to carry that. Even as a chiropractor, we have the lowest risk insurance. We pay the lowest amount because our chance of hurting someone is minimal. It's easier to fall out of a plane than get hit by a chiropractor. You shouldn't fall out of a plane unless you're skydiving, right? You would think. Right? Make sense? Anyone? Okay. So realize with healthcare, again, going back to that, keep your grades strong. And go into Irvine, too. It's a hard school. I had a knee graduate from there a couple years ago. It's a hard school, but if you have A's and B's now, you take you about maybe a semester to get your grades up against an A and B, but work hard. If you're not hitting the ball right now, you gotta go for it. Okay, Ms. Science class is phenomenal. She does a great job with the program. I'll be there in 2 weeks to talk to her class again. Realize that program is part of the ROP program too, which is a good program also. Someone who doesn't want to go into a 4-year school after this, or maybe even a 2-year school, they have great tech programs too. I don't know if I told this class or not. There was one girl, I went to the ROP regional meeting last year. She didn't know what she wanted to do, but she wanted to work in healthcare. Came out of high school, worked at the hospital for making $10 an hour, minimal job, in HR. And then she worked her way up, so she's 27, 28. Now she runs a human resource department in the hospital. Just phenomenal. Because she worked her way up. Because of you guys are very tech savvy, right? Which they call using your phones, computers, whatever it is, the internet, the World Wide Web. Okay? That gets you in the door because you guys are the experts. Us 43-year-olds or older, we're dinosaurs. We don't like computers. It scares us. When my wife and I work, we're like, what do we do? That's why your IT guy here is always busy. That works on campus. Because we don't know that. So getting a foot in the door with a medical office you want to work right after school, that's your in. Okay, I'll give it to you right now. If you know technology, that's your in to a medical office, a practice, whatever it is too. That point gets you a job right out of high school. That's when it starts. Or a part-time job while you're going to school. How's that? And my niece that graduated from Irvine, she runs security for Boot Barn, a big boot company, nationwide. Phenomenal, her internet security. At that point, that's her foot in the door. So realize with your technology now that you do every day, social media stuff, that's what you can use afterwards in healthcare, help run those businesses, those hospitals, those things that they don't want to learn when someone's older like me. Okay. Any other questions at all? Any form questions, so you don't get in trouble with your forms. Nothing yet?
Do you work on the weekends?
I work 1 hour on the weekends. Quick hour, see about 10, 15 people sometimes. Rockman go. People that I see sometimes, they actually work outside. They work outside the LA area or far away. They can't see me on weeks. I see them on the weekend. I'm accessible to my patients no matter what. Even my as a chiropractor too. What I do, I give my cell phone number to that point. Any patient that has my number can call me right away. I see people on this. I had one patient. He was in Cabo. He and his wife were flying home that day because his wife had bad back pain. He saw me on Saturday night, like, sure, I'll be at the office. So I saw him Saturday night when they came, when they flew to Cabo. Yes?
How much money do you make a year?
I make anywhere from 80 to 200 grand a year.
200.
Okay. So a lot of it is how hard you work. How many, and that depends on how many people I see. I see a lot of people do that, right? So I make my office very efficient. I have good staff and good interns from here, too, from Upland High School, that help me run my practice. It should not take me more than 2 minutes to see a patient. By doing that, the intern will take over, so I can see a lot more people that way versus wasting time with people. And having good bedside manner too, that point makes it very efficient. Don't waste time with them. Okay. Any other questions yet? Any other I covered last time that I don't remember?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty good on it.
Yeah, you're very informative. You should ask some questions. This is your chance.
Yes, Irvine. Or the other person next to Irvine. Who do you want to be?
A nurse.
A person next to you that's very quiet.
Well, a nurse.
A nurse to where? What, you know what kind of nurse you want to be? Where do you want to go to school?
Melinda.
Why? It's a phenomenal school. And if you get there, phenomenal. It's a great place to go. Because why do you want to go to good school out of high school? Because the reputation of going to next schooling is phenomenal too. Okay? If I send my kid to a four-year college, I want to know where they go afterwards, what professions, what degrees, what's afterwards, so I know there's a chance that next school or degree will actually accept them. So going to a good school gives you the best chance of going to the next level when you specialize in nursing. Or pediatrics, also realize you have to do 4 year college, obviously, then take the MCAT and do another 4 years in med school. It takes a long time. I have a buddy who was a heart doctor, cardiologist. Other buddies in medicine to the fifth, but they get their full degree until they're about probably 30 years old. 31, 32. It takes a long time. But as a nurse, maybe 4 years, 5 years, and specialize. I have one of my buddies, his sister is a pediatric nurse over at ICU over at Loma Linda. She loves it. But she's very smart, worked her tail off to get there. Now she knows what she does and that's it. But you have to get good grades. That's the key. And also pass those exams, too. Those are crazy exams sometimes. Any other questions? Also, stay healthy, too. With healthcare, a lot of doctors have a higher death rate at a younger age than actual normal people because of the stress level they go through all day long. And going to school, too, if you don't keep yourself healthy, your grades will drop. Sorry, just how it works. Your body has to stay healthy overall, so this stays healthy, too. When you're under stress, your long-term memory becomes very short. You know, it's hard to remember long-term stuff, and your short-term memory becomes very, very quick that time. If you go to sleep and wake up where you're still tired, then there's something going on. You get enough hours of sleep but are still tired, you gotta watch out what you're doing wrong that can get yourself better. Okay. Any other questions at all? Another thing with work ethic too, is realize, if again, you're working hard now, work even harder later. A lot of chiropractors understand that half my class when I graduated, 5 years later, is doing something else. They quit chiropractic. I met a guy last week that actually quit. Thank you. So where a lot of it is when you actually graduate, even if it's chiropractic or pediatrics or whatever it might be, nursing, if you don't like what you do, you're going to find a way to do something else. And when you graduate, unless you have a family trust to pay for all your schooling, you will take student loans out. You take student loans out, what happens? You have to pay them back eventually, right? Okay? When you ask for the loans, they'll come after you until you die with that money back. They'll charge you interest rate too. So make sure you have a degree that you want to do afterwards and can pay for that and then some for living expenses too. Said before too, you don't pay for your cell phone, you don't pay for your normal everyday stuff. So realize by doing something afterwards, you're going to have a lot more personal expenses every day. You have to get even higher than that. Any other questions? We good on time?
We have 3 minutes.
Hey.
3 minutes, you guys. You got a couple minutes to ask a couple more questions.
Maybe it's not healthcare. Go ahead.
Yeah. So does the structure of your spine or bones in any way affect Can they affect your muscles at all?
When your structure doesn't move, okay, here's an example. If my elbow is locked up in a brace, it can't move my elbow. There's no motion to the elbow joint, hinge joint. The muscles above below are going to happen. What's going to happen? Are they going to get stronger or weaker? Weaker, right? If my joint can't move, there's no circulation, the muscle, there's no contraction of the muscle here or here, they get weaker and atrophy, they shrink. So we have to cause normal joint motion, keep the muscle strong, overall body can function better. It all comes from the motion first. The motion of the elbow allows contraction of the muscle, make the muscle strong, cause more circulation, continue blood flow. New blood has minerals and vitamins to help the tissue feel and stay healthy. Circulation is the key. In your spine, same thing, you cause more spine motion. Overall, all the discs between the bones, they actually grow, can regrow if they're wearing down. That point gets stronger and get thicker. Pecs and nerves, that point gets stronger, and if you lift weights too, that point your body's causing you nerve pain or back pain. So my goal, my patients, to make sure once you get through the initial care, treating the spine, then add the stretching and strengthening in, or the body can get stronger and stay that way. But it requires the exercise and stretching at home care, not just in the office. That's why the education is so important, that people understand. I send my patients as videos of exercise to do at home, and all on YouTube and everything else to keep themselves strong. I don't have to see them. I get too busy. I won't hurt myself. Anything else?
Hope you understood this talk with these students and realize this is a very intro class for these kids or other people too that are interested in the healthcare, realizing that healthcare is not easy. You have to work hard, okay? May it be in school, internships, externships too. But realize healthcare as become professional and become one, you are a licensed professional, meaning that the state actually protects the public from you. So you have to keep yourself and your reputation perfect, okay? In this meaning that you have to care for people genuinely, if not, most people that actually go into practice, may it be in a hospital setting or private practice, sometimes burn out within 4 to 5 years and do something else after spending a lot of money in school, having a lot of loans to pay back, that they no longer have the same profession that they actually came in with. So as a patient, we want to make sure you're getting doctors, nurses, medical assistants, anyone in healthcare that is there for you to give you that personal professional care so you get your best treatment. That point your recovery becomes very quick and your quality of life returns back to normal. Make sure you go to the show notes, look at different topics we spoke about today, the highlights, and realize a lot of what I'm trying to help you with is how do you find the right doctor, the right nurse? At that point, you get the right care for your treatment, so your rehab, your recovery, return to quality of health becomes as quickly as possible, right? Hope you enjoyed this podcast today. Go to our show notes again and realize we want your feedback on our Facebook page for this podcast, other information too. And I like Overcast as a podcast app for your phone, because at that point it does show you these highlights in the actual show notes, all right? Either way, hope you enjoy these and come back soon and have a great day.